This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The election of the post of Vice President will be held today. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face Indy Bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. We have a report.
The Vice President is elected by an electoral college consisting of members of both Houses of Parliament. The election of the Vice President is held by the system of proportional representation by means of the single transferable vote. The voting in this election is held by a secret ballot. Members of the electoral college can vote according to their choice or wish and are not bound by any party whip. The value of every vote cast in the vice presidential election has the same value. The electorate for the vice presidential election this time is 781 and the majority mark is 391. The voting will begin at 10 a.m. and will continue till 5 p.m. Counting of votes will be held after 6 p.m. onwards. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The election is necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar in July this year, citing health reasons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the candidature of C.P. Radhakrishnan has generated immense enthusiasm across the country. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the people believe that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an excellent vice president who will enrich the office with his wisdom and insights. Prime Minister Modi will visit Himachal Pradesh and Punjab today to assess the flood situation and review relief and rehabilitation efforts in both the states. The Prime Minister will reach Dharamshala in Kangra district of Himachal Pradesh this afternoon. In Dharamshala, Mr. Modi will chair a high-level review meeting with state authorities and interact with local residents affected by the disaster. After Himachal Pradesh, the Prime Minister will conduct an aerial survey of the flood-affected areas of Punjab. Mr. Modi will hold discussions with senior officials and chair a review meeting on the ground situation. The Prime Minister's direct review is aimed at closely monitoring relief and rehabilitation efforts to support the people of the two states during this difficult time. The Prime Minister has strongly condemned the heinous terrorist attack on innocent civilians in Jerusalem. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India condemns terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and stands firm in its policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. The Prime Minister extended his heartfelt condolences to the families of the victims and wished a speedy recovery to those injured. The sixth round of Foreign Office consultations between India and New Zealand was held in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the two sides took stock of the full spectrum of bilateral relations covering defense and security, trade and investment, education, agriculture, traditional medicine, climate change, sports, and people-to-people linkages. The Supreme Court has directed the Election Commission to treat the Aadhaar card as the 12th document which can be produced as a proof of identity for the purpose of inclusion in the revised voters list of Bihar. This means that Aadhaar card can be submitted as a standalone document for inclusion in the voters list. However, the court also clarified in its order that Aadhaar is not a proof of citizenship. Nepal government has withdrawn its earlier decision to ban social media sites after violent protests by youths that left at least 19 people dead and over 300 injured. Nepal Minister for Communication, Information and Broadcasting Prithvi Subba Gurung announced that the government has withdrawn its earlier decision to ban social media sites following an emergency meeting of the cabinet. Gurung said the ministry has ordered the concerned agencies to start the process of resuming the social media sites as per the demands of the Gen Z, which spearheaded a massive protest in front of the parliament in the heart of Kathmandu. In football, India defeated Oman to finish third in the CAFA Nations Cup 2025 at the Hizor Central Stadium in Tajikistan to win the bronze medal. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu will lead India's charge at the Hong Kong Open 2025 badminton tournament starting today. The 17th Asia Cup cricket will begin today with Afghanistan taking on Hong Kong in the opening match in Abu Dhabi. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The tournament will run until September 28th and will feature 8 teams batting for the Continental Crown. And with that, we end this news bulletin.